Hello, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Shakira Moore, and welcome to episode 3 in the series, Revisited. So for this week, I'm going to revisit the topic of being patient with yourself. So last week, I revisited the topic of being kind, and this week, I thought it would be fitting to revisit being patient with yourself. Because as we navigate what is now our new reality, our new normal, patience and kindness go hand in hand. So I'm going to delve deeper into the topic and I'm going to share with you 3 tips that I use in my life and my routine. And I hope in some way you can incorporate these 3 tips into your life and into your routine as you continue to navigate what is now our new normal. So I want to start off by first defining what patience is. And patience is an internal power and a sense of calm that allows you to wait without getting angry or upset. And in this ever-changing world where it seems as if the goalpost is constantly shifting, now more than ever, we need to be patient. First with ourselves and then with others. And I would be the first to admit that it is easy to be frustrated with all that's going on because we're constantly asking and having to face questions like, when will things go back to normal? When will we return to the office? When will indoor activities be allowed to go back to full capacity? When can I travel without care and concern? And as we ask ourselves these questions, and as we engage in conversations, it is really easy to go down the rabbit hole of lamentation. Because when we think about life pre-COVID and the lives that we're currently living, it's a stark contrast. So it is easy to bemoan the fact that everywhere I go, I have to wear a mask. I feel weirded out by seeing large crowds. I'm uncomfortable walking past someone who is not wearing a mask. These are the things that we now have to deal with. And it's interesting to me that this is now a normal response for most of us. Because in January 2020, seeing large crowds of unmasked people was normal. Coughing in public was normal. Nobody would bat an eye if you coughed in public, if you sneezed. Because if you needed to, you just would. But then the calendar flipped to March 2020. And now, don't you dare cough or sneeze in public. You had better be wearing a mask if you want to access buildings. Indoor activities are not at full capacity. Large crowds, large gatherings are a no-no. And of course, there is the fierce, divisive debate on taking the vaccine or not taking the vaccine. So there's a lot that we're negotiating. There's a lot that we're navigating. And it requires great patience, firstly, for ourselves, as we find ways to cope and find ways to deal with what's happening, and patience with our loved ones, our friends, our coworkers, and just a random stranger. Quite frankly, this time is exhausting because there's so many stressors that we have to face. It's surmounting grief as you get news of one more person passing. It's the fear when you hear the numbers are climbing and another variant being discovered. We're going through a lot. We're really going through a lot. This time makes it easy for us to be judgmental. And quite honestly, that's the reason I spoke about kindness last week and I'm talking about patience this week. I'm deeply concerned about how judgmental we're becoming and the appearance of losing our humanity. And for me, it stems from a decline in kindness and patience. Because when we lack patience, firstly with ourselves, we have a tendency to judge and criticize ourselves harshly. And I want you to examine if this is something that you're doing to yourself. You're learning a new task, or you've been given a new role or an additional responsibility at work and you're struggling. Have you ever found yourself saying, I should be used to this by now. We've been going through this since 2020. I should be used to this by now. Why am I still exhausted? Why am I still struggling? I can't get anything done. I'm so exhausted, so something must be wrong with me. That's you being judgmental. That's you being harsh. Because these times that we live in are unprecedented. There is no handbook for how we're to navigate what we're going through. There's no tutorial or YouTube video that we can watch that will guide us through this experience. We're all literally fumbling our way through this. And now more than ever, we need to be patient with ourselves first and foremost before we can even begin to be patient with anybody else. And when we lack this patience towards ourselves, we're denying ourselves the support that we need. We're knocking ourselves down when we judge ourselves so harshly. And what happens when we do this? We lack motivation. We lack the will to try. And when we lack the will to try, pretty soon we give up altogether. So my encouragement to you is to first assess the things you say to yourself and about yourself. No, you should not be used to this by now. Nobody should ever be used to living in a pandemic, because this is not a normal thing. Because this experience is you living under constant threat when it comes to your health. How is this normal? Why would you ever want to be used to something like this? So no, you should not be used to this by now. So if you are still struggling, you are okay and you are perfectly normal. There was no pop-up shop that was handing out manuals on how to cope and how to navigate life when we flipped the calendar to March 2020. So if you are finding it hard to deal with what is going on, you're not alone. And you need to acknowledge that and accept it and recognize that when you feel this way, when you set daily tasks and you struggle to get them done, extend more grace to yourselves. Treat yourself the way you would treat a child if you were teaching them something that was new to them. You're teaching a child how to tie their shoelace and they were fumbling. They weren't getting it right. Would you be frustrated? Would you criticize them? Would you judge them? Would you speak harshly to them? Would you be unkind? No, because you recognize this child had no way of knowing before you taught them how to tie their shoelace. So you consciously make the decision to extend grace, compassion, and patience towards them. So do the same for yourself. You've never had to navigate a pandemic before. So if you are exhausted, listless, frustrated, struggling, unmotivated, demotivated, on the verge of quitting, offer yourself grace, compassion, and patience. Now I'm going to leave you with three tips that I hope you can incorporate into your routines in a bit to really take care of yourself. The first one is practice. You have to practice patience. The only way you're going to get better at it is to do it. We live in a world where instant gratification is what we're accustomed to. So we will binge an entire series because they're available. But if you really want to build your patience muscle, then you have to work that muscle. So rather than binging the entire series, how about you split the series? This weekend, you watch a couple of episodes. The next weekend, you watch some more. That's you practicing patience. If you happen to be stuck in traffic, because people are out and about, so traffic may not be what it was pre-COVID, but we still have to deal with traffic. Rather than get annoyed, how about you take a couple deep breaths and just wait? Don't sigh. Don't roll your eyes. Don't honk your horn. Don't yell at the other driver. Take a couple breaths and just wait. You get a notification on your phone and it's an email. If it's not in work hours, don't look at it. And if it's within work hours and you were already working on something else, finish that task first and then look at the email. That's you literally waiting. That's you practicing patience. And these may seem like very simple, trivial tasks, but you would surprise yourself if you start looking for opportunities to practice patience, to wait without getting angry or upset. So that's the first tip, practice. Second tip, pay attention to progress, not perfection. So I gave the example a while ago of you teaching a child how to tie their shoelace. Chances are the child's first attempt, you're not going to get perfect bunny ears. The shoelace might look very lopsided. But you wouldn't criticize that child, would you? You wouldn't judge that child. You wouldn't speak harshly to that child. Because before that lesson, they had no idea how to tie their shoelace. So they are not experts at it. So what would you do? You'd offer encouragement. You would be patient. You would demonstrate repeatedly. You'd give them the opportunity to practice and you would praise. So do the same thing for yourself. Pay attention to the progress that you're making. Strive for progress, not perfection, because you're not perfect. And newsflash, you never will be. And it's not an excuse to say, well, I'm not perfect, so why bother? No, you're not perfect, but you can certainly strive for progress. The third tip I want to share with you is reduce the stress. When you are stressed, it becomes increasingly challenging to maintain your patience. So whether it is overwhelm from work, whether it is just dealing with life as it comes at you, whether it is coping with constant exhaustion, whatever it is, whatever the stressors in your life are, identify them and determine what you can do to rid yourself of these stressors or mitigate them. So if you're overwhelmed, why is that? Are you taking on too much? And if you are you in a position to delegate, whether this is at work or in your personal life? Can you outsource some of the things that you find yourself doing that is contributing to your exhaustion and you being overwhelmed? So you have to sit with yourself and explore that. What are you paying your attention to? And is that feeding into your stress or is it feeding into calm and joy? So that's something else you also need to audit. How do I spend my free time? Am I constantly being bombarded by news of death, by growing numbers of persons getting sick because of this virus? Do I know the number of variants that now exist? Am I all caught up with what is going on? What are you paying your attention to? Do you make time for joy? Do you? Do you still know how to have fun and are you having fun? Are you doing the things that make you happy, that keep you calm? Do you meditate? Are you practicing mindfulness? Are you doing deep breathing? Are you practicing that technique? Are you going outside to soak up some sun? If you can still see and feel the sun where you are, the seasons are changing depending on where in this world you are. So we have to get in as much sun as we can now because pretty soon skies are gonna get gray. Are you outside in nature? Can you go for a walk in a park, in the woods, on a trail, in your backyard, in the parquet? Can you just sit down outside and put your back to a tree? Can you? Do you even know anymore what makes you feel calm? What quiets you down? Do you know how to slow down? So these are some of the things I want you to consider when it comes to reducing your stress. So my beautiful souls, thank you so much for listening. I thought it absolutely necessary to revisit the episode on being patient with yourself because now more than ever we need to be. And there are ways for us to be patient with ourselves. It just requires us to implement some tips and strategies that will see us being our best selves in spite of every and anything that this world throws at us. So, quick way to remember the three tips I shared with you, PPR, love a good acronym, practice. The only way to get better at being patient is to actually practice. Do it, do the work. Find ways to practice being patient. You're in a line waiting for coffee. Let somebody go before you. You're sitting in traffic. Don't honk your horn. Just take a deep breath and wait. You love to binge watch a series. Split it up. Pay attention to progress, not perfection. Rome really and truly was not built in a day. You were not an expert at anything that you attempted the first time. So pay attention to your progress. Praise yourself when you make progress. Celebrate those wins. Give yourself the grace and compassion when you miss the mark. If you miss the mark, be careful about the things you say to yourself. No, you're not supposed to be used to this by now because this is not normal. So be a little kinder to yourself and be gentle with yourself, just as you would with a child. Reduce your stress. Identify the things that are causing you stress and find ways to eliminate them or reduce the impact. My beautiful souls, it was an absolute pleasure sharing with you this week. I really hope the 3 tips I shared with you were useful. You find ways to incorporate them in your life and you feel better about yourself and better about life. If you don't feel that way right now, if you're in a position where you're absolutely grateful for everything that is going on and for you life is a-okay, then I applaud you. I applaud you and I encourage you to keep going, keep striving, keep thriving, because your life is what you make it. Your reality is what you create. So I'm sending you love and peace, and I wish for you nothing but abundance and joy. Practice being patient with yourselves this week and with others around you. We're really all trying to do the best that we can. And until next time, remember, there are 2 sides to every coin. So just flip it to get the full view. And I will catch you next week. Bye.